The next patient is Judith Brilhanti. The last name is B like in boy, R like in Roger, I like in India, L like in Lima, H like in hotel, A like in alpha, N like in November, T like in tango, E like in echo, Brilhanti. Judith, J-U-D, like in delta, I-T-H. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old white female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, and we are following the patient because of the renal compromise. And she has a CKD stage 4 and has had CKD for a long time. She was recently admitted to the hospital because of a congestive heart failure, laboratory workup reveals the presence of a creatinine of 1.5 with an estimated EFR of 34.5. And the patient doesn't have significant proteinuria, period. And this patient, before this, had a CKD stage 4. And has developed anemia related to a CKD stage 4. Period number 2. The diabetes mellitus has been under fair control. The latest hemoglobin A1C at the hospital during the latest hospitalization was 8.5. The patient following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, this patient has a severe case of coronary artery disease. In 2006, she had coronary artery bypass. The latest echocardiogram shows that the patient has a LVH, an ejection fraction that is 45%, a systolic and diastolic dysfunction, and a pulmonary hypertension. When the patient is admitted to the hospital, the reason is shortness of breath associated to congestive heart failure. The pathophysiology of the congestive heart failure and whatever is happening to her was explained in detail because it is extremely important for her to know that the fluid overload is associated to the poor functioning of the cardiovascular system. She has today a body weight of 170 pounds. And in all reality, she should be at least 10 pounds under, because she has a severe urinary, a retention of fluid in the lower extremities. That is even evidence of blister formation. And this is a situation that the only way to control is by stopping the use of salt, restricting the fluid intake to 30 ounces in 24 hours and continue the administration of diuretics, period. During the discharge, the administration of SGLT2 was recommended. However, the patient has not taken it, and she is on Bumex in combination with metolazone. That is a helpful but dangerous combination at the same time because of the electrolyte imbalance, hypokalemia that could be present after the prolonged use of these medications. The patient has an appointment with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, for a cardiac evaluation. Coming up, I gave her a copy of the echocardiogram that was available. Following number, the patient has gout. We are going to reevaluate the uric acid. The patient hasn't had any recent attacks. Following number, there is a history of hypokalemia that is most likely associated with administration of diuretic therapy. And also a history of hypomagnesemia that has to be followed very closely. Following number, the patient has anemia. This anemia is making the whole clinical picture more difficult to handle, and for that reason, I am going to refer her to a cancer center to manage the anemia and probably receive iron infusions in combination with the erythropoietin stimulating agents. Following number, restless leg syndrome. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, period. This patient seems to be depressed because of the lengthy hospitalizations and because of what is going on in her life. After the discussion of the case, I decided to continue with the same medications that she takes at home, and we are going to see what is the impact of the fluid restriction, sodium restriction, and treatment of the anemia before we make any adjustments. Period, we encourage the patient to be in communication with the office via phone, and we are going to give an appointment in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We spend 25 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital and the imaging as well as the echocardiogram in the face-to-face 25 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.